And that introduction can only mean one thing, that you're listening to Kaleidoscope, and we're joined in the studio by Baron von Porkchop of the Terrifying Tales of the Macabre, and we're also joined by writer, producer, director, and in terms of what we're talking about tonight, curator Matt Brassfield. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you, Biggie. Oh, thank you so much.
Baron.
Yes?
We missed you on Halloween.
I know. I was visiting some relatives over in Germany, you know, so... I was visiting my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Yes, he's still alive.
I'm trying to count how
many greats
that is.
I was visiting him, and he's actually the only relative that is a male that has not died in a suspicious way.
Ah.
So, and he's still alive. So I went over there to say hello to him, you know. So, unfortunately, it was over Halloween. I'm sorry about that.
Well, it happens.
You know, family comes first for the Baron.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, always.
It's true. So you guys are gearing up for something really special this Friday on DATV. Tell me what we're going to be seeing starting at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Well, we are gearing up for a 13-hour horror host underground marathon.
Ooh.
So you're going to see great horror host, great horror films that starts from 6, like you said, all the way till 7 a.m. And we're also going to see the world premiere of The Great Huzzah.
The Great Huzzah.
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 I love his name. I love that name.
Who is a kid show host. So we will be showing that. And we're going to play the episode 2 times in a row. So just in case if you miss it, you can catch
episode.
It. Yes.
Yeah, for the little piglets.
For the little ones.
Hey, little piglets out there.
And then also on that 13-hour marathon, there is a new Baron von Porkchop special, as well as a new Ghastly Movie Show.
Ooh.
And Ghastly Movie Show, there has not been a new one in, I believe, about in over 4 to 5 years.
Wow.
So this is going to be a pretty big deal for you people who grew up watching the Ghastly Movie Show. So there will be a new episode.
Now you mentioned that this is a marathon of programs from the Horror Host Underground. What is that?
The Horror Host Underground is a collection of hosts from around the world who share their time slots and their shows with other hosts. So, like, while Baron and I are on hiatus on DATV right now, as far as our regular season, we can show, like, I don't know, Janet Decay from Cleveland, or we can show, you know, Victor Von Scary or any of these guys in our time slot. So it's a way to introduce our market to the vast world of horror hosting from other markets.
All kinds of cool ghouls, just like you, Baron.
Oh, yes, just like me. Not quite as cool.
True.
But cool enough.
There's a step below.
To be in my time slot, anyway. Cool enough to be in my time slot. So.
Yeah.
True.
Because we own that time slot. That's our time slot.
And, you know, this 13-hour marathon features a lot of Baron's Ohio peers. You know, Dayton's own the late Dr. Creep, A Ghastly Ghoul, as you mentioned, Janet Decay from Cleveland.
Fritz the Night Owl.
Fritz!
From Love and Columbus.
Love Fritz.
Good old Fritz.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Fritz. How
it's
can
true.
You not?
It's true.
Night Owl Theater. Oh, it's good stuff.
Powered by steam.
Ohio is, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but Ohio is kind of one of the places for
it's
horror hosting.
It's the mecca of horror hosting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Baron, why is that? Is it something in the water?
I have no idea. I have no idea why it's like that. It just is.
I think it's just because the Dayton area is just so filled with so many talented people. I mean, if you look at it, there's horror hosts, there's a lot of film directors, there's a lot of great talented bands. I mean, you had one on here earlier today. I mean, like, it's just a mecca of that kind of stuff.
Now, what gave you guys the idea to put this together?
Well, growing up, you know, I always looked at TV and you would watch stuff like Saturday Nightmares on the USA Network, and it was like this little horror block, and they'd play like a horror film, and the Hitchhiker TV show and Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and it was always like a fun, magical time for me. And, you know, Black Friday is such a negative day to begin with. It's just filled with angry bargain hunters and storekeepers who are so mad by the end of the day. Granted, they, you know, have made a killing, but just all the hassle. So this is a way to sit back, relax, and enjoy and have fun. I mean, what better way to kick back and have fun than with the silly antics of horror hosts?
Yeah. And Baron, you've been keeping busy. I mean, aside from your travels, you know, we had your Arcade Fever special earlier this summer. We had your Halloween special.
I had a Halloween special. I hope you guys watched it.
Yeah, we've got this new episode coming up in 2 days. Yes. What else have you been doing?
Oh, I don't even know. I was still working on the third season. Still trying to capture some of my hijinks in that. But what else are we doing, Mr. Director Man?
Pretty much right now, we are just strictly focusing on wrapping up season three. We had some setbacks this year. We lost two of our cast members, which kind of put a setback. We lost Max Irving, who played Sleazy Tom, and we lost Andy Kopp, who played Reverend Zealot. And that kind of set things back. So we're getting back into the groove of getting ourselves prepared to continue on the legacy of Baron Von Porkchop and continue this entertaining show.
So it sounds like, you know, gearing back up 2014, you know, looking ahead to the new year, it's going to be a big year for the Baron. Season three will be out. Of course, we'll see the Baron out and about it at different, you know, the usual places, Horror Hound and the like. Any other like surprising things you want to tease or things you're working on or Baron, any hijinks you want to share with the radio listeners?
I have nothing. I'm sorry.
No,
I came here completely unprepared, and I have no idea what to say. But maybe director, man? Maybe, please?
We have a few things in the works. Besides season three wrapping up, we're going to be getting the specials out on DVD, so the Arcade special and the Halloween special and this Black Friday Thanksgiving special. We're also in talks of trying to maybe get a Baron Von Porkchop comic book off the ground.
Oh, I didn't know about this. A comic book with me in it?
Comic book with you in it.
Oh, my.
And then, like, other merchandising, T-shirts and stuff. And then we're always looking for, you know, fun things that we can get involved in, charity events and stuff like of that nature. So we're talking to a few people. We're trying to get a few things in order.
Very cool. Very cool. But before we get to any of that, people should tune in Friday. It is a marathon of programs from the Horror Host Underground airing on DATV here locally and, of course, streamable on DATV.org. Starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 7 the next morning. Do you have a rough idea of the rundown?
Oh, yeah. We're going to start with Dr. Creep hosting The Last Man on Earth. We will then go into Fritz the Night Owl hosting Spider Baby. From there, we'll get to Janet Decay with the Aztec Mummy versus the Robot. After that will be the Baron Von Porkchop new special.
That's me.
Where we'll be showing a locally shot on video film called Farmer Joe.
Oh, Farmer Joe. Classic.
Classic. After that will be the Ghastly Movie Show with A. Ghastly Ghoul hosting Blood Freak. After that, we have Halloween Jack hosting, what was he hosting? Devil Bat with Bela Lugosi.
Wow.
And then after that, we have Scarewolf of Saturday Fright Special, and they will be hosting Little Shop of Horrors.
Ooh. Classic.
And then we also will be ending the night with, or I guess beginning the morning with, The Great Huzzah.
The Great Huzzah.
Hosting some Huzzah cartoons.
I can't believe you remembered all that. I would have never remembered any of that. Much less the movies.
Me and Melissa from DATV have been working on this for a while, so it's kind of ingrained into my brain at this point.
Okay.
You mentioned, you know, why you were doing this. How hard was it to sort of figure out, you know, how, you know, the movies, the flow of the movies and the flow of the hosts would go and all of that? Did it all come together pretty quickly, or?
It came together fairly quickly. Of course, I knew that by doing this, we had to have a new Baron episode with Baron, you know, us being delayed with season three. You know, our fan base is very loyal and we like to give them at least something new. So I knew for a fact we had to do that. With Gasly Ghoul, you know, I've been long-term friends, long-time friends with Gasly, so it only made sense to try to get him to come out of the semi-retirement of not hosting and get him on there. And then the rest of them pretty much flowed really easily. You know, Dr. Creep, you can't have a special around Dayton without Dr. Creep. Fritz the Night Owl is just a legend. You know, we are one of the only public access stations here in the Dayton market that play Fritz the Night Owl. Ooh. So that is something that people should keep in mind. So it's not like you're going to see that Fritz the Night Owl anywhere else besides unless you buy the DVD from them direct. You know, it's not going to air anywhere.
And Fritz has been doing events here in Dayton,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has, at the Inglewood Cinema. He's been hosting some awesome movies. If you people have missed that, you don't know what you've missed, because he's showed Back to the Future, Blade Runner, Jaws. I mean, The Shining. I mean, Fritz is a legend. Baron, wouldn't you agree? Fritz is an absolute legend.
Absolutely, and he's just a delight to be around.
He is. If you catch up with Fritz, the Night Owl, you should just go up to him and just talk to the man. Because
he's a cool guy.
You will learn something by the end of that conversation. You will learn something about the classic movie theaters. Baron Von Porkchop is throwing stuff around right now.
He's so excited.
He's so excited about Fritz the Night Owl being on.
I love him so much.
He's so excited about him being on. And then with like to move on to the next host, somebody like Janet Decay. Janet Decay was a new host from the area who's trying to make a name, and she's good at what she does. Janet Decay is a great host. And then Halloween Jack is a legend in his own right. So it came together pretty easily to pick which host to do.
Excellent, excellent. Well worth tuning in Friday. Take a break from the shopping and the whatnot and enjoy some independent media.
I would say just not shop at all. Just watch the marathon.
Yeah.
Just sit down and watch the marathon.
Sit there with some leftover turkey.
Leftover turkey and some gravy.
And some gravy. And just sit there and watch the antics of these hosts, because you're going to enjoy every moment of it. I mean, most of your listeners, I'm sure, know who Dr. Creep is. 6 o'clock, Dr. Creep starts it. The party started already at 6. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And then you're definitely not going to want to miss my episode, because I've done some crazy things in the past. But this may take the cake, biggies. May take the cake. You gotta tune in. Find out.
He made a great error.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't tell him.
But you made a great error, sir.
But you almost gave it away.
No, I'm not gonna give it away.
All right.
I'm not gonna give it away, but you made a great error.
I did.
What you made could possibly be one of the most irritating things I've ever had in contact with.
I would agree with you, sir.
We'll have to tune in and see what that is.
Yes, tune in, please.
And see what irritating mistake Baron Von Porkchop has made.
One of many.
That is Friday. It starts at 6, goes till 7 the next morning, airing locally on DATV, which is Channel 5, and streaming on datv.org. It is a Black Friday. I would hesitate to call it a marathon. It's a spectacular.
Yes.
Spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
Spooktacular event.
It's going to be amazing.
Featuring new material from Baron Von Porkchop, brand new stuff from the Gasly Movie Show, which has not seen a new episode in a while. So fans, tune in. If you've never seen Gasly, definitely tune in. World premiere of The Great Huzzah.
Yes.
A new kids show that we might have teased that when we talked about Horrorama, only in mention. But check that out, because it's really cool. Horror hosts from around Ohio and beyond showing great movies. If people want to keep up with the Baron and his adventures and, you know, when season 3 is going to be coming out and where he's going to be, where should they connect with you?
You could find us on Facebook. Just type in Baron Von Porkchop's Terrifying Tales of the Macabre. You can also check out our website, terrifyingtalesofthemacabre.com.
Ooh, yes.
So you can check either one of those, and it will fill you in. Or, you know, you can check my Facebook, Matt Brassfield, and I always post if we're doing an event or where we're going to be at.
Excellent. Well, we've got links up to information on the marathon and Baron von Borkchop's Terrifying Tales of the Macabre. We'll put some links up to some of these other hosts that we've talked about, too, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Matt, Baron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to have you back, Baron.
I would like to say one last thing. People who do watch the marathon, please let us know what you feel, if you liked it.
Yes.
We're going to try to make it a yearly event. So next year on Black Friday, we're going to be trying to do the same thing. So maybe even tell us what host you would like to see, and maybe we can try to track them down
and
get to be able to show it.
Please tell us how much you love me. But if you do not like me, keep that to yourself.
Yes.
Fair
keep it to yourself.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Thank you, Baron. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Juliet.
We're going to go out on a song that I know is a shared favorite of the two of you. Baron, I know you like The King.
I love him so much.
So we're going to play this one right now. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.